You're listening to Cavalier Corner on ESPN Radio in Virginia.
Welcome back into Cavalier Corner as we continue along across ESPN Radio in Virginia. I'm Ed Lane. It's our pleasure to welcome in another Upper Crust Pizza Student Athlete of the Week. This time it is football and basketball player Brad O'Donnell, who is kind enough to join us on Cavalier Corner, wrapping up his junior year and junior seasons at JF, getting ready for his senior seasons already. And Brad, first of all, appreciate you making time for us today.
Thank you for having me.
And you know, you are at that point now, a couple of weeks left before your junior year is gone and your senior year. Seems like the preparation's already begun, especially with all the football work and getting ready through off-season conditioning.
Oh, absolutely. We've been hitting it hard this spring. We're in the weight room every day, and then we've had practices in the mornings before school and after school, and starting 7-on-7s now, so we're definitely getting after it.
There's a transition period, obviously, from the end of the year, and then for you, you play basketball in the winter. You're also a quarterback, though, so there's a lot of leadership that's asked out of that, and we'll get to your history with the position because you played it for a while. But how have you managed to juggle that, playing basketball season, football, academics, all of that?
I enjoy athletics so much. I mean, I've been playing them all my life, and leadership's always very important, whether any team you're on. And we had a leadership training class for football that we went Wednesday before school, and really just got together as a team and broke down what leadership is and how we can become better leaders. And so that was definitely huge.
Especially at the quarterback position. I mean, everyone knows in sports there's Absolutely. Probably no position more focused on leadership than the quarterback position. How much do you gain from going to something like that, a leadership summit in class?
Oh, it's priceless. Being able to pull other guys behind you and be able to really lead the team is huge.
Upper Crust Pizza Student Athlete of the Week, Brad O'Donnell, is joining us on Cavalier Corner. Brad, part of that leadership is the off-season work, and we'll ask you some more about that as the off-season will continue along before August arrives. But part of that is, for you, is taking on a unique meaning because we just had the Lift-A-Thon on Saturday, May the 6th at JF, and you taking an active role in generating interest in that, sponsorship and support from the community. Take us through that element and, going above and beyond. What drew you to that?
Yes, sir. So we had probably about 10 captains, and those captains pick players on the team to be on their Lift-A-Thon team. We had a goal for each team to reach a certain amount of money, and so it was really upon the captains of each group to raise their money themselves, but also pull the other guys in their group to raise money as well. And I just wanted to set a standard for everybody else in my group and really show them that you can go out and you can raise this money. And our group ended up raising, I think, the most money out of any group, and so it was big time.
All right, I got to ask this somewhat selfishly. How much satisfaction does that give you just as a competitor, knowing that you were able to achieve a goal like that?
Yes, sir. I'm a huge competitor, so that was definitely really important to me to go out and raise the most money and do as best I could.
And not just you personally, but you mentioned your team as well. What are some of the things you did to work with your team to help motivate your team and guide them so that everybody could contribute to Lift-A-Thon?
Yes, sir. I was on the phones with them just about every night, texting them, trying to keep up with where they were as far as their goals. And I let them know if they needed anything, I was always there to help them and just really push them along the way.
Brad O'Donnell, Upper Crust Pizza Student Athlete of the Week for us here on Cavalier Corner. And, Brad, you've talked a bit as well about pushing those guys along and serving as someone motivational. Take us inside Lift-A-Thon itself. What was that atmosphere and experience like with the, inter-competition of each team, but everybody working together as JF football?
Oh yeah, from the very start, from draft night, it was on. I mean, just going back and forth, keeping track of what other teams were doing and just trying to make sure we were always one step ahead of them. And then, I mean, the Lift-A-Thon itself, the day of the Lift-A-Thon was a great atmosphere. We had tons of parents out there. All the players were there. Everybody getting new maxes and getting stronger together. It was a great team camaraderie event.
And, you know, you mentioned that, you know, getting new maxes and reaching, maximizing what they're capable of right now. What momentum have you noticed for not just yourself, but for JF football, Brad, as you continue to head into, you know, a couple more months of off-season conditioning before practice begins in late summer?
Yes, sir. I love where we're at right now as a team. We're definitely more together than we've ever been, and, you know, having such a successful lift-a-thon that we had this year really boosts us to continue to, you know, work hard through the offseason and get better.
Jefferson Forest High School quarterback Brad O'Donnell is with us on Cavalier Corner and Upper Crust Pizza, Student Athlete of the Week. And, you know, Brad, you talked about the success and the boost that comes from lift-a-thon. You know, the balancing work as well. You know, how are you able to work to be a supporter of your teammates, especially others who are like you, that, you know, you play basketball, some of them maybe do track or baseball, and making sure that they're successful in their other sports, but also not getting too far away from the site of, you know, building on what you've accomplished so far this offseason?
Yes, sir. There's definitely a lot on students' plates these days, and just really leveling with each other as teammates and understanding what each other goes through, and celebrating successes in other aspects of life as well as football. And we encourage our teammates to, you know, be well-rounded people and not just focus only on football, but, you know, really get better in all aspects of life with as far as leadership and character and just being all around better people.
You're inside that locker room as well with these guys and inside the weightlifting program and the conditioning and taking on a leadership role. What have you noticed about, you know, the fact that, you know, you mentioned a lot of these guys play multiple sports. Everybody, because they play different sports and have different roles there, knowing how to focus on their role on the football team.
Yes, sir. I think we're a real tight-knit community around here. So we all get along great, and there's a high character on this team. And we're just looking forward to continuing to grow together as a team and get closer and closer.
Brad O'Donnell with us here, Upper Crust Student Athlete of the Week on Cavalier Corner. Got to ask as well, last year, tough year for JF football. You know, it's a 2-8 year, and, you know, most of those games were swing games, to say the least. They could have gone either way. You know, and you were rehabbing from the knee injury and coming back from it. You know, how much has last year served as a motivating force this offseason for you and for the team?
Absolutely. Last year was definitely a disappointment as far as record goes, but you're right, we did have a lot of close games, and we had a lot of people who had to step in last year and play new roles that they've never played before. We had a lot of young kids stepping up, and it's definitely a good thing to build on going forward.
And, you know, as this offseason continues, there are a couple of other, you know, different factors that, you know, will come into play, not just events that you guys are working for and what you have, but also offseason activities and opportunities. What are some of the key goals that you're helping to focus on and helping your teammates to focus on?
We definitely have a couple more fundraisers coming up that we want to be very successful at. We want to just compete in all stages of football. And so we got to really focus on the fundraising and just as well as just getting stronger and getting faster and just really putting in the work just to get better.
Brad O'Donnell embracing the process and joining us here on Cavalier Corner. He's an Upper Crust Pizza Student Athlete of the Week. Brad, it's been a pleasure to connect with you. Congrats on the lift-a-thon, and thank you for your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for having me.
Again, big thanks. Brad O'Donnell, JF quarterback, recapping their lift-a-thon a couple of weeks ago. When we come back on Cavalier Corner, girls tennis coach Brady Taylor stops by, recaps what's happened with their season so far when we returned here across ESPN Radio in Virginia.
More Cavalier Corner is coming up next, right here on ESPN Radio in Virginia.